is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart, with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
What's up, everybody? My name is Kevin James Ryan, and you are tuned into the Hard Feelings motherfucking podcast.
Whoa,
everybody.
Whoa, I'm hosting
this
week.
No, it was me, buddy.
You sure?
Yeah, you keep saying that every fucking time. It's me this week. Listen, Fatso.
All right, guys, let's turn over our host, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the love, the support, all the reviews, all the people writing in, the tweets, the Facebook posts, you're sticking the stickers around the world. I just got a tweet from Wales. Or a comment from Wales on Instagram saying, I just got home from work today, and the stickers are at my house. Woo-wee!
Can I get an intro here?
Who are you again? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, that voice you hear is none other than the fat, the dumb, the smelly, Mr. H. Foley.
Hey, gang. Good to be here, Kippy. I didn't realize what a loser I was until today.
Yes.
And speaking of the tweets and all that stuff, I've gotten a couple of DMs, and a couple of people have been reaching out. I have my first official apology that I have to make.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, this is what I'm going to say. So last week on the podcast, I took a lot of guff for some of my aggressive stance about some people who happen to be female.
You called them bitches. Let's cut to the chase here. You called them bitches about four times. I got scared.
Don't shut
that was a microaggression against me.
Listen, I'm going to explain it.
Because I have titties.
I used the word white bitch, okay, aggressively. Now, here's the thing. I'll tell you why. First of all, they were white, and they were acting like bitches.
Sure.
If they were dudes, I'd be like, these white fucking pricks, okay? But here's my reason. This is why I was so upset about it.
Sure.
Okay, I was upset about it because, like I always say, it's fucking 2018. There's all this shit going on out there. Everybody's fed up with people and their fucking privilege. And here we go. You still have people acting that way.
Yeah.
Now, since I'm white, okay, and somebody fucking, and people that have, throughout history have been the root of the fucking problem are acting like that, I'm going to fucking call them out on it and be upset. Okay, it wasn't a fucking chauvinistic or whatever thing or
a
nothing.
A little bit, but that word nowadays means that. You can't say that word, really.
I'm not fucking buying into that, man. That's how they were fucking acting.
Then why are you apologizing for saying it if you're
because
not buying
people
into
got
it.
Upset and I care about people's feelings, so I apologize.
So your apology's fake is what you're saying.
My apology's not fake.
But then why are you apologizing if you said you're not buying into it? I don't get it. You're like, I'm not buying into it, but I'm sorry. So one of them, you're either lying that you're not buying into it, or your apologies.
I'm apologizing for letting it get to me and being aggressive about it, okay? But I have a reason behind it, and I just explained the reason, okay?
Sure, it doesn't make sense,
It does make sense. I just fucking wish, and you know what sucks?
What do you wish?
You know what sucks?
Tell me, Foley, what do you sit back when it's nighttime and you're laying in your beddy by over there and
you ever
the
look out at the stars,
the
Kevin?
Moon's twinkling and you close your eyes. What do you wish for?
I thought you were making fun of me the way I said wish, because there's almost a U in there instead of an I. Wish.
That's what I'm making fun of you for.
Oh.
What the fuck do you think I'm talking about?
Just the fact that I said wish.
No, you said whoosh. I wish a motherfucker would. I wish a motherfucker would.
What I'm saying is, and I wish people...
What are you wishing? Stop wishing. Are you so fat you can't say wish anymore?
I think I am getting so fat.
You ate too many wishbones? You got a wishbone stuck in your throat?
Everybody blames the reaction. Nobody blames the cause. That's the fucking big thing today. I'm the fucking asshole for getting mad at that and fucking losing my cool. But it's like,
sure,
the way those people acted, it's okay.
Well, here,
and I would never use another... I would never say a race outside of my own and use that word, ever. That would be racist, all right? I'm fucking...
You're a race traitor is what you're saying.
Well, all right, fine. I'm calling out, okay? We got to stop with this fucking privilege, especially white people fucking acting like dicks to fucking people. We got to stop it, okay? And that's all.
Yeah,
and I
but
got
that's
upset
even,
about
that's
it.
Even like fucking quasi-odd racism of like white people got to stop acting like dicks to people. Like, first of all, everybody's a fucking asshole. Everybody, it's just like, what do you like... I mean, do you understand what you're saying? It's like white people have to stop acting like dicks. That's like an odd thing to fucking say.
Why is it an odd thing to say?
Everybody should stop acting like a dick, not just white people.
I understand that, but
so stop saying white people.
Since
should stop
I'm on
like
that
dicks.
Team, that's you know what I mean. That's
no,
know.
You're on the human race team. You can say it about everybody. You're the one drawing the line, saying I'm on that team, so I can only tell my team to do. You first of all, you can't tell anybody what to do because you're a fucking fat idiot. So let's come out and fucking state that now.
All right.
You are a fat dummy, and you sound like a fucking dummy when you're like. Hey, listen, white people need to stop doing this, and white people need to
see,
shut up.
I know I sound like a dummy. That's why I didn't want to get into any of this stuff.
Then why did you open up the show starting it off, you fucking
Because
idiot?
I thought I had to apologize because people were mad at me.
Speaking of these white bitches, no, I'm joking. So this weekend, we were meeting up Saturday. We were shooting some things.
I don't want anybody to be mad at me. I certainly don't want anything to come back to fucking haunt me because I said that. The fucking ladies were acting like fucking dicks, and I was upset
about it. Yeah, why'd you call them bitches instead of dicks?
What's that? It's a fucking word, man.
Then why are you apologizing for it?
Because people got mad at me.
Oh my God, you are so dumb. It's not even funny.
Yeah,
you don't even understand what you're talking about.
I can't. What if like we were on like if
we were successful?
Yeah, I'd be fucking screwed.
I wouldn't be having this conversation.
I don't know how to fucking handle all this stuff. You know, I'm just not saying nothing. I'm just gonna go do a fucking play somewhere.
Thank God. The YMCA stinks. In Wynwood's calling you. Fucking head down there to Willow Grove or some shit.
It's just. Get you out understand of my what I'm face. Saying?
I do. I understand what you're
saying. And I know I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, you are. But listen, so you know the story, but let me just recap it a little bit.
Wait, is that it?
What do you mean, is that it?
With the thing, with the apology.
It's your apology. What do you mean, is that it?
All right, whatever. Anyway, long story short, I'm sorry if anybody got mad. I just fucking, whatever. I don't fucking, I mean, I don't even know if I should be apologizing.
I don't think you should. You're trying to express yourself in a way that you were upset about, and you know what I mean? Like, you said it's the reaction. Yeah, your reaction's not correct, but... Well,
everybody should just fucking stop acting, whether you're whatever color you are, fucking... You should stop acting fucking privileged and be fucking nice to people, and nobody would have to get fucking annoyed about it. And it just blows my fucking mind that in 2018, people still act like fucking dicks to fucking other people. I had it fucking happen last week. Somebody came up to me, something I wasn't even involved in, not even responsible for, all right? And he's fucking grilling us. Like, find where the anger's supposed to be placed and place it there. Don't just start fucking being a dick to fucking anybody.
Yeah. That's what brings this up. So, you know, we talked about it a little bit on Saturday. So, we were meeting in my neighborhood to shoot something on a project we're working on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
9:30 call time, whatever. We got to meet everybody. It's 9:15. We're meeting at a cafe. Now I live in Washington Heights, which is a predominantly Dominican neighborhood. And by predominantly Dominican,
can you say that?
I mean, it's all Dominican and me walking around. Hey, tip your waitress, huh? No. So it's a Dominican neighborhood. Has been for 40, 50 years or so.
You said that.
What?
That's a Dominican neighborhood. It's classy up there too. I actually like it. Because I was talking to somebody.
Yeah, but that line you just said there, you actually like it. Why wouldn't you like it?
No, not that I wouldn't. See, now you're fucking. But well, whose side are you on?
Well, you, I like I'm that, just asking. You sound reminds like
me,
an idiot.
It reminds me of old school New York. That's why I like it.
Okay, sure.
I'm not talking for the rest
of
the
time. I don't know what you mean.
Stop doing that.
What? I'm not doing anything.
You're baiting me.
The old bait and switch.
Foley, he's the bad guy.
No, so listen, I walk out and... The neighborhood, the people that live in the neighborhood always open, it was on hot days, open up the fire hydrants, you know, and the kids play in the fire hydrants.
Old school New York
pulls
thing.
Down the block. Old school New York, old school city thing. They did that in Philly, fucking Port Richmond,
sure.
Where my family grew up, fucking South Philly. One guy always has the fucking key to the the fucking water plug. And that's,
you get a can and you squirt and the kids have a good time.
That's fucking, that's been happening in cities since the dawn of time.
The invention of the fire hydrant.
Yes. Well, that was maybe not the dawn of time.
1862. Yeah. John Fire Hydrant.
Look over your mom sitting on top of it.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Clean out that beehole. Whatever. So I walk out, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, streets, you know, they're empty, there's nobody really out, but I walk by in the vestibule of my building, there's a white girl and either a Dominican or a black girl, I don't know what you, I barely looked at them for like a second, but the white girl had her bike and it was in my way, like I couldn't get out the door, so I walked out, I was like, oh hey, and they didn't say anything, she just like, bah. Like hippie chick, like the fucking wife beater with like no bra on underneath it, you know what I mean, like that type, like weird hipster chick, so.
Boobies?
Yeah, they were there.
Okay.
So she like bends down, like she was like aggravated. So I was like, part of me was like, you know what, like
exactly what I'm talking about.
But part of it was just kind of like, fuck you, like lady, you're standing in the front.
No fucking shit.
You're standing in the middle of the door. So I wasn't like, I was trying to be like, not assertive, but like typically I would be like, oh my God, excuse me, let me try to get by here. But I was just kind of, I was like, hey. And then she like did her stuff and just kind of moved. Normal moment, whatever. So I walk out and now I'm about 50 yards away. And I see the fire hydrants open and it's squirting the water. So I went to take a picture of it to send it to my friend. Right? Who it's like a joke. It's an ongoing joke with my buddy. So as I'm like crossing the street, so I stop and I have my phone up. She opens the door and I'm actually videotaping it. I have like a 3-second videotape and you hear her go, "Hey asshole, knock it the fuck off." So I'm like, "What? Me?" So like I turn around, I'm like, "Me?" She's like, "Yeah, don't fucking film that. Go fuck off, will you? It's not fucking funny. What the fuck do you think you're doing, you fucking piece of shit?" And I'm like, "Lady, why are you mad at me?" I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, "Don't fucking film that. It's not funny." And I'm like, so now I'm like, she's in my building. Like we're neighbors. So I'm like, as I start walking back to her to be like, "What's going on? This is insane that you are this upset at." And first of all, I don't know what you think I'm doing. So I'm like, "Who do you think I'm sending this to?" Like my first response, like my first reaction was like, "Oh, I think she thinks like I'm going to report them, you know what I mean? Like
report the kids
to the cops, like, you know what I mean, like, hey, get up here, I have video footage of a
okay
of the fire." That's what I think. And I'm like,
so she's the white chick that moves into the, you know, the neighborhood and then doesn't want any other white people moving there because everyone's she's the cool one.
So then she goes, so I walk back and I'm going, "Who do you think I'm sending this to?" And now she's like, she has the door open still. And,
uh-huh.
And now she's like leaning out the door, screaming out of my door. Like, this is my fucking building.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, "Who do you think I'm?" And I'm so
proud.
What
the fuck does she care what you take a picture of?
Like, she's
of
the fucking police or yeah, some no, shit? Like,
that's what I'm
the
talking
fucking
about.
Neighborhood cops that, like, all of a sudden you can say what the fuck I can and can't take a picture of? And she's going, "Yeah, it's not fucking cool." I'm like,
what's not cool?
I'm like, I'm sending a picture to my buddy as an inside joke. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I was being so calm and rational, just trying to be like, lady. Like,
trying to understand why.
Just trying to, I'm like, I have no idea why you are so mad and what you think I'm doing. Like, I am not even.
All right,
it was
so
like,
what'd
I was like
say?
Talking to an alien. Like, I'm like, this is, I don't know, anything's going on right
blah,
now.
Blah, blah, blah.
So she's like, "Yeah, let me guess. You just fu-" She's like, "Let me guess. You're new here."
Oh, here we go.
And I go, "I'm new to the building." Yeah. And
bitch, I've lived in the Heights for years.
So she goes, and she looks at her friend, who I can't see. I think her friend was like, "Fucking, I don't want any parts of this." So
yeah,
like,
no shit.
Her friend's against the wall, and I can't see her. And she looks at her friend. She goes, and now there's like people coming in and out of us. And I'm like, "Lady, I don't understand what you're fucking mad about." And first of all, she's younger than me. Like, you know what I mean? She's like 25 or some shit.
Ugh.
And she's like, she's like, "Oh, yeah, I fucking hate people like you." Like, me. Like, I'm this gentrifier that's moving to the neighborhood. And yeah. I'm like, "Lady, I'm new to the building. I've been in the neighborhood for 5 fucking years." And I'm like, which in my head, I'm like, "You're 20, so you didn't move here before you were 20. So best case scenario, we were here the same amount of time."
Sure.
So I'm like, "Lady, I've been here for 5 years. I'm not new to the neighborhood." And then she doesn't know what to do. So she closes the door. Now I see her mouth into her friend. Like, "I fucking can't. I just can't. I just can't. Like, I just can't even." And in my head, I'm like, "You think I'm this, like, fucking white gentrifier, evil fucking guy, and you're doing the purest white, quote-unquote, white chick thing of, like, I can't even. I can't even." You know what I mean? And I'm like, so I just go, "Hey." And I'm like, "Hey, you have a nice day." And I'm giving her, like, the thumbs up because I'm like, I'm not even, I can't even start
you
to get mad.
You shouldn't have.
I don't know what to be mad about. I don't.
Who the fuck are you to fucking, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah, but why? So I'm going to start screaming at a 24-year-old girl, like, in the vestibule of my building? Like, no, so I just go.
Is that wrong?
So I'm like, but I made the right choice. So then I'm like, "Hey, lady, you have a good day. You have a great day. Have a good one. I'll see you later." And so as I was walking away, I pulled out my phone and acted like I was filming again. Just like, you know what I mean?
But here's the thing. She said, I fucking hate people like you.
Yeah. Like,
fuck
I'm,
you.
Like, I'm
you
like,
fuck,
I don't know.
You don't fucking respond to that?
What am I going to say, man? What people like what? What? She's clearly not going to be able to convey her point logically or rationally. She's fucking losing it. She's she's crazy enough to scream 50 yards away down the street to say, "Hey, asshole, fuck off." That's how she opened the conversation.
Do you think she was just taking something out on you because she had to move her bike?
Then I started thinking back. So then I go meet up with the person we're working with, and I'm fucking I'm sitting in a cafe, and now it's starting to hit me. Like, you fucking, what the fuck? I want to go back and, like, knock on every door till I find out where she lives and fucking give her a piece of my mind. But then I started thinking, I literally had to write down in my phone. I'm like, just to, like, read it back to myself. I swear to God, I'll get it. Hold on.
The Hard Feelings Podcast, folks. Fucking taking the edge off is what it's all about. Getting it out of your system.
No, it was. It was a very, I felt a very...
Cathartic? Is that the word?
Cathartic, fucking mature decision.
Therapeutic?
I had a therapeutic. I literally wrote down
erotic?
The... This is what I wrote down in my phone. Like,
okay.
To convince myself that you did the right thing by not screaming. Because
okay.
If I were to screaming, I would have felt so shitty afterward. You know that feeling? Like, after you lose it, I'm like, I shouldn't have acted like that.
No, I don't. I feel better after I lose it.
You don't feel like I have the anxiety of, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah... You went too far. You shouldn't have done that.
That's my problem. I would have gone too far.
That's what I'm saying. Of course. Of course I would
have
went too far.
See, that goes back to my original point. It's always the reaction, not the fucking cause.
Of course. And this is the best thing. Now,
but I would never do that to somebody.
Either would I. We wouldn't. But this lady would. This girl would. So now listen. This girl fucking loses it. I don't get mad at all, right?
We gotta find her and find out what her problem is.
I don't get mad at all. I don't give her the satisfaction of a screaming match. I don't give her the satisfaction of, you know, a back and forth. I'm just like, so now she is the one who acted crazy. You know what I mean? Like, when she's gonna think back, if she acts
no,
anyway,
she's
like,
not. She's
she
not.
Has to.
No.
She has to feel shitty. At least 5% of how
no,
she handled
the people
that.
That do that think they're fucking right.
I don't believe so.
And act like fucking jerk-offs all the time.
I don't believe it's that. I don't. I think she would have some remorse.
I had
a
pretty
bit.
Bad view on humanity. I'll
so I
that.
So I literally had to write down to myself in the cafe.
Dear Kevin.
My dearest Kippy. I hope this winter has served you well.
The Heights are generally a nice place. Unfortunately, this morning I had an encounter.
No, so it says, you did the right thing. You were not emotional and tried to open a dialogue, because at this point I want to rip my fucking eyeballs out of my head, and I'm like, she has a complex that she's dealing with. I said, she's a mean, nasty person. Don't let her negativity bring you down. Her emotions did not match the level of the situation. And I had to read that to myself.
Who are you,
Jack
Handy?
Come over here. I'll give you a Jack Handy.
You're a good person.
No, but like,
did you put an equal sign then pussy after that?
Nah, man. I've been that guy so many. I've been the guy. Because then this is what. I would have fucking lost it and would have been like, go get your boyfriend. I'll fight your dad. Who, you know what I mean? Go get the super. Like,
give me somebody I can punch.
We have
or
to,
get punched by.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get this. And I'm that guy to fucking lose it. And I didn't want to lose it.
Well, you got to find her. She lives in your building.
I'm so over it, man. It's
but
so
for
great.
The podcast, can't you find her? Hey, what are we doing here? Come on, let's take this one step further.
Yeah. No.
Let's get her to come in
You're
or
just
call
trying to get
in.
Listeners.
That's right.
But. So I was, it was very like,
problem?
What the fuck? Hold on.
What? Bad email? Kevin just got an email live on the podcast.
Oh, God.
Well, you're fired.
Oh, my
God. Does it have to do with me?
Yes.
What? Tell me.
Good. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Hit pause. Cut it.
Okay.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, my God.
Who would be emailing me bad news about you? What
I don't
fuck?
Know.
What do you think we're living in
I'm
here?
Fucking on edge these days, man. Holy shit.
No.
That's not even funny.
What do you... Who would be...
Hey,
would
where
be
was like, that acting on Saturday, by the way? Fucking...
What do you mean? Like, what do you think? Your doctor's emailing me? Like... Oh, my God.
He's got Kippy, 2 weeks.
Kippy, you gotta break the news to him.
I don't... Oh, Jesus. Don't even... That's not funny, man. That's a fucking dick. I was looking for the cough button. What? And then I was like, wait a minute. We just can just not release this. What? You fucking piece of shit.
Whatever. I'm happy. So, but no, whatever. Back to put a
That wasn't
on the
funny, man.
Yeah, it was. I was.
You fucking prick.
Well, who do you think would be email?
I don't know. There's no rational thought. I have fucking bad anxiety, man.
Yeah, tell me about it. You're a little
I'm waiting
on edge.
For the other five. Dude, I told somebody today I'm just waiting for the cops to show up at my house.
Why?
For stinking. I don't know. For being a loser.
Do you get nervous in the bank? I get nervous in the bank. I'm doing everything wrong. I'm like,
I get nervous.
I think I'm going to be standing in line. They're going to be like, oh, this idiot walked right in. He's all ours.
I get nervous. I get nervous when I walk into any store that they're going to think I'm stealing. And I get nervous.
You probably are.
I never petty theft. Never.
Only grand larceny.
That's right. That's where I like to operate.
Grand theft auto.
But here's the thing. I try to explain this to Crystal, is that when we go out to eat, I always want to have enough cash on us to pay for the meal. But even if we both have our cards, I don't trust that.
Oh, dude, I've never confidently swiped a credit card.
I never once.
I have 15 grand on there. I could be buying a pack of gum, and in my head, I'm like, yo, I'm already thinking of the excuse going, oh, that's weird. I used it twice already today. I don't know what's going on.
And here's the thing, and I've said this, that I've had anxiety and fucking worried about stuff ever since I was a kid and didn't realize what it was. But I remember going out to dinner with my parents. Okay?
Them not having money and have to wash dishes?
No. For some reason, I always had the anxiety that for some reason we weren't going to be able to pay. I don't know why.
Because you're poor garbage
people.
No. Yes. Yes.
It was an irrational fear.
You know who never had that fear? Old Kippy.
I don't know why.
Because you're poor people. You're mountain folk. Yeah. How many raccoon pelts for chicken parmesan around here?
I swear to God, man, I always had that.
Yeah.
You know, because my dad was always my dad's such a good guy. You know what I mean? That like,
how's that mean? You're afraid to have money? I don't get it.
Because like, anytime we went out to a restaurant, he always wanted to make sure that everything was cool. You know?
What?
I don't fucking know.
Everything's cool. What do you mean?
I don't know what I'm fucking saying
this week.
We got
a couple of cool cats.
And you're not
it.
Fucking helping me out here.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to articulate it. I can't. I fucking had anxiety when I was a kid. We used to go out to fucking restaurants. I don't know why.
Yeah, by the looks of you went out to a few restaurants. I picked up on that.
We used to go to the Silver.
I didn't think that was home cooking. That's got Mickey D's all over it.
The B&B.
And by the way, Arby's is not fine dining.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever. I'm just happy I didn't.
But this girl lives in your building.
If I see her, I don't know. I don't want to go down this road with her. I was not doing anything wrong.
Hey, by the way, do you remember me? I was the guy from Saturday that you started. Well, just so I know.
I'm just going to say, hey, how are you? Have a nice day.
Come on, man.
No, I'm trying to get over this, man.
This is our live. People want to know out there.
Yeah, no, and I'm telling them. You're stuck in a rut. You want me to be in that negative.
I just want to find out what her reasoning was.
I don't give a fuck. Dude, this is my life. I can't be worried about what some fucking crazy broad in fucking apartment 3B is thinking.
Now you know her apartment.
No. You know what I mean? I can't be worried about her. She's fucking nuts, man. Like, who do you...
I take it easy. I'm just saying I'd be interested to know what her point of view
was. I'm saying I feel like I'm coming from a mature place, mm-hmm. and I'm saying I don't give a fuck. Like, why? That's only going to make me mad. If I engage with her, it's only negative is going to come from it. I'm in a good place.
I haven't gotten to that moment of clarity yet because I was kind of like dancing around it before you started that story. But, okay, for some reason, all right, the restaurant that I work at is owned by NYU. They own the property, and it's on NYU's campuses, a campus. So they're maintenance people and service people. They're responsible for all that stuff. Anyway, long story short, I'm outside last week with one of the managers, and we're fucking setting up the patio, and this guy in a fucking NYU, you know, sanitation or service thing comes up to us, and he goes, excuse me, is that your guys' trash out front, like on the front of the street? And we're like, no, we got the fucking dumpsters in the back. It's a fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
We're not putting fucking trash out on the street.
Yeah.
And he goes, and just off the jump, he's just a fucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know who I am. I could be I'm just some fucking waiter there.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for the fucking trash. My name's not on the fucking lease. And he comes up and he's fucking giving me attitude and he does this. He goes, well, it's lined up with your door. And there's like a
well,
garden.
Call the cops.
Yeah, there's
you?
A garden in between it and all that stuff. I'm like, nah, man, it's not us. And this is the kicker. He goes, well, if it's not yours, then whose is it? And I'm like, motherfucker.
What do I look like? Lenny Briscoe, asshole?
Yeah.
Sipowicz, take a walk.
What, you're fucking dad and me? What are you, my fucking uncle?
Yeah.
Are you my fucking manager? You're asking, well, if it is, who's it? Dude, I was about to be like, go fuck yourself, loser.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you talking to like that? But I didn't. And I'm mad that I didn't.
No, you handled it right. You handled it right.
Because then some other lady comes up and starts yelling at us because there was like a couple of things on the other side of the fucking deck, okay, that we were like moving around. And she comes up and right off the fucking bat with the fucking, like, who the fuck are you talking to? She comes up and she's like, you guys moving this stuff? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're moving it right now, man. I'm sorry, you know, whatever. And she's like, well, you better move it sooner than later. And in my head, I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What do you, where do you think the line is
that
between
someone,
you and I?
Someone can't put hands on you.
No, of course I wouldn't.
I'm just saying, but like, dude, you walk around talking enough shit. Some crazy motherfucker, guy or girl or anybody, or like a girl could hit me. That, or like,
yeah,
somebody
what are
could
these
hit
people
somebody.
Doing?
I don't fucking get it. I honestly don't think that, one, they've never been hit.
And, like, listen, if it was something I was responsible for, like, okay, so if I came up and I was like, excuse me, are you in charge of the trash here? Or are you a manager here? Are you the owner of this?
And you would
and
say,
I was, and
no,
I was like,
why? I'm curious about
no, but
this
I'm
trash.
Just saying, if I was like, yes, and yeah. then you wanted to launch in, okay? Like, if you, when you
no,
walk.
No, you don't launch in. You go, hey, is this your garbage?
No, I understand, but I'm saying, if you did that.
Sure, of course. But I'm saying that's
like,
a fuck
get
up.
To the fucking right person before you start yelling at somebody. I know you guys fucking experience this shit too out there because you fucking tweeted us all the time and fucking and hit us up with emails and stuff like that. So I hope I don't sound fucking crazy. But it goes back to my original point.
But that's a thing that's different in New York that is not from Philly. In Philly, you got people punch people regularly. Like, people in Philly are animals, but there is a line of respect and a line of fucking. You know what I mean? Like, dude, if someone holds the door for you at Wawa and you don't say thank you, and
that's going to be a problem.
That's a problem.
If that person is wearing pajama bottoms out in public.
And a wife beater with a fucking shaved head and, like, tattoos and the big diamond earrings, that's a fucking problem. That is a problem. If you're in Northeast Philly and you don't hold the fucking door for somebody, that guy is going to fucking say something to you. And either you say, oh my God, I am so sorry,
or you get punched in the fucking face.
Fuck you, and then it escalates quickly from there.
Violence.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't, that's just not here. I'm not afraid of being, like, it's in me of, like, in Philly, everybody, like, toes the line of respect, and you know what I mean? Like,
I hold the door
humanity.
For people, I say fucking excuse me,
up here, they don't
you.
Give a fuck. Up here, they're just like, yeah, whatever, fuck you. And that guy that's screaming about the garbage, if he were to go scream,
you
should have
saw
him. If he were to go scream about the garbage in fucking somewhere in South Philly or Temple or Drexel or something,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dude, they would square up and fucking numb him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, but it's so funny because then he walks over and he's like looking at the garbage, investigating it. Like, yeah. He's gonna find
overselling
a clue.
It. Oh,
yeah, oh, dude, he was.
And blow the case.
And I'm like, I have no fucking idea, asshole. And who the fuck are you talking to like that?
Yeah.
Next time that happens, I'm fucking not holding back. I don't give a shit. Fucking over this shit.
It's crazy, man. It's a kooky world we're living
in. Be nice to fucking each other.
Kooky world.
Fucking kooky. Now, on that tip, you were telling me today via text message.
I was what? Telling you what?
That you have some tips for fucking being calm.
Tip of this day.
Something like that. What was it?
Oh, I got another thing. You
what
know,
do you got? What grinds your gears?
Oh, man. Went to the old Mets game yesterday.
Boo.
Boo.
Freddie was texting me. He's like, Freddie said, did you buy these tickets? I'm buying fucking Met tickets. What are you doing going to a Met game? Huh?
I enjoy the city. The fun, the entertainment.
Get on the train and get on a Citizens Park like a fucking true Philadelphian. Go Phillies.
It was $6 tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not bad.
Catch me on Dollar Dog Night.
Oh, they don't do Dollar Dog Night up here. It's pretty expensive. That's what I'm getting into.
I'll be out there with a fucking Keith Hernandez jersey on. Dollar Dog Night.
Yeah.
It's not a bad hot dog either.
Where, the Dollar Dog Night?
Yeah, down at
Citizens Dollar
Bank
Dog
Park.
Night. We used to go down. We were in high school.
That's where you got your hot dogs for the year, probably.
Oh, yeah. Get a big igloo cooler. Fill her up.
I got the kids, too. I don't forget.
Dude, we'd get like, I'm not even joking.
Who
get,
does
like,
that? Hatfield?
The McCoys. Come on,
history yeah, humor with Kevin Ryan.
It's got to be Hatfield.
Was that your?
That's the only game in town.
I remember in high school, folks,
Deets
if you don't know.
Deets and Watson's too fancy.
Oh, you know, who's got money for Deets? Come on.
Is that a Jewish outfit? I feel like it is. Deets and Watson.
Well, it's not the O'Hallahans, I can tell you that. Just for you guys out there, so in Philly, you know, there's a pretty big rural area around the suburbs, around the city of Philadelphia, and there's a few slaughterhouses around there. I'm not talking about Kevin's
Foley's bedroom. Took down a couple of oinkers back in the day. Oink, oink, right here, Piggy.
Rocky used to work out in there punching meat. hey, what's your name?
I didn't know you could do a Rocky. Hit me.
It's called talent, Kevin. Yeah, of course. Anyway, what, you want more Rocky?
Yeah. A little bit of Bullwinkle, too, if you got it. Hey, Kippy! I don't even know what he sounds like.
I can't remember which one was the squirrel. Rocky was the squirrel. Bullwinkle was the moose. The moose, Kevin. Anyway, Hatfield's the big hot dog guy down there.
Yeah,
they're running the show,
running shit in South Philly.
Yeah, if you want to get some scrapple or some fucking hot dogs,
not a pig in a blanket gets sold in that neighborhood without Hatfield.
But when I was
his beak,
when I was in fourth grade, we went on a field trip to the Hatfield processing facility.
Were you homeschooled?
Is where you're gonna be working?
What kind of country ass shit is that? You
I
go
know.
To a fucking pig killing plant.
People were, kids were fucking bawling their eyes out.
Was your mom working or on break?
She's hanging on the hook. Ma, no. Excuse me. Yeah, they took us to a fucking slaughterhouse. It was weird. It smelled so weird.
I remember
there.
One time I went to a sock factory.
What?
Yeah, and like everybody had to bring like $7 to buy socks. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Shit was corny. I'm like, what am I, Amish? Take a fucking hike, will you?
I remember in high school they
socks? What are we doing fucking socks?
Wait, where are they making socks in Philly?
It's a factory like right outside somewhere. I don't know.
It's definitely not there anymore.
No.
It'd be a long trip these days. A sock factory.
I think it was a little bit of Jewish lightning. Well,
what kind of dumb school did you go to? Let's learn how socks are made.
Vocational school.
I almost went to vocational school. Could have had a trade. Could have had my own business by now. Said I'm wearing 4X button downs from Kmart. Sitting at an AM radio station.
Yeah, we're fucking tanking.
Man, we might as well be doing a radio broadcast fucking in Terminator.
I would, right? Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you're part of the resistance. Terminator Salvation.
Deep cut. Yeah.
Okay.
What were we saying?
Oh,
there I am at the ball game, right?
So Kevin's at the ball game.
They got a bunch of great food.
Take a foul ball off that. Oh,
so there he is, rounding third, around my eyebrows.
Okay. The lady?
Yeah, the lady's got two other Germans in town, so they wanted to go to a...
Right.
Well, I wanted to take her to a baseball game, because it's like
Buddy,
a fun time.
I got to give you this. I don't know how you fucking do it.
It's all booze. I like booze, and it's... You know.
I can't carry a conversation with somebody for more than fucking 5 minutes till I feel like a complete fraud.
No, you
are. What are you fucking talking about?
They're like, no, I swear to God, it's 2X. I swear to God.
I don't know.
Maybe it's 3X.
I don't know what I'm saying to anybody anymore.
I podcast with you. I know. I know what you don't know what you're talking
about.
But,
I mean, at least we have some kind of, we're both, you know, I know you're crazy. We're some kind of kindred spirits. But, like, to meet, like, you know, one of my girlfriend's, like, friends and, like, their and her husband and, oh, what do you do? What do you do? What's that like? Or this... I don't know how you fucking do it, man. And you do it a lot.
Yeah, man.
And that was like our one mutual friend that I mentioned this weekend. I don't know how he does it. Every weekend with the fucking the festivals.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the festivals and the wine tastings and going here and going there.
I don't mind. It can be a lot, but I don't mind it either. You know what I mean?
I love going out with my girl and doing stuff like that. Like I said, we went to but with another couple.
Dude,
I would rather
than...
fucking scratch my fucking face off than
Please.
Fucking have to do that.
What's better than the fucking a ball game, some
but with people
couple,
you don't know
couple
and
of
you
beers.
Got, you gotta put on the face and act like you're a good person.
I am a good person.
All right.
I don't, yeah, I mean, what do you want me to say to that?
I don't know. I just can't do it.
No one's asking you either, so you're fine. Nobody wants to go out with you.
So
we're
am
okay.
I getting an invite to the ball game?
Yeah, you're fine. Trust me. You'll be good.
All right. I was fucking giving you a compliment. You turn it on me. Hard Feelings Podcast, folks.
Part two.
On the OG Podcast Network.
So.
Hard Feelings.
Are you familiar with this Netflix man? What's the big food thing? He got Mama Fuku, David Chang, got real famous.
Bourdain?
No.
Mama Fuku?
Yeah.
Fuck you then.
Jesus, watch your language, Kevin. Mama Fuku.
Mama Fuku?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, David Chang. He's the, I think it's David Chang.
You allowed to say that?
It's cool. My friends, my roommate from college is Asian.
Go ahead. David, okay, he's a restaurateur, David Chang.
Yeah, it's
what
Mama
about
Fuku.
Him?
It's like Mama Fuku. It's like the biggest fucking thing in the world. He's got the, he just has the whole, man, what's the fucking name of that on Netflix? Give me something. It's the big food thing on Netflix.
I don't know. What, he has his own show?
Yeah, it's a
Black Mirror.
No, it's food, you dum-dum.
Kevin James, Sweat the Small Stuff. Saw that special.
Is that on?
No.
That's on Netflix?
No, his new one's on there, though.
Oh, that thing probably stinks.
Woo-hoo! Open a window.
Ugly Delicious on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
Oh.
No. I don't got time to watch Netflix.
They called your mom in high school.
Crunchy on the outside, huh?
Tender on the inside.
Mommy, I love you.
So he's this guy, he's super famous, you know, dude, he's got...
What the fuck does this have to do with the baseball game?
I'm getting there.
All right.
So, super famous, and he's known for his fucking fuku sandwich. It's a chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, like habanero fucking spice or whatever. So, there's one in the ballpark.
A mama fuku?
A fuku, just the fuku. It's just the chicken sandwich.
Just fuku?
Just fuku. Mama left. Went out for a pack of smokes, never saw her again. So
that new restaurant, fuku, huh?
We wait in line, and we wait in line. It's like, I don't know, 10-minute maybe line, and not too crazy, but a line, you know. We get there, order the fucking sandwich. It's already pre-wrapped, like waiting for, you know what I mean?
It
like,
sucks.
Dude, you pull it out. It's a fucking
chicken sandwich.
It's a piece of chicken on a Martin's bun. That's it.
Martin's.
And
potato roll?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love a good PR. Don't get me wrong.
Where did they come from? 30 years ago, there was no potato rolls. Not everywhere. They got them pretzel buns. What's going on?
I don't know.
Anyway.
But that's all it was.
How much was it?
Like 13 clams.
You're a sucker. You get a hot dog.
They were fucking $9.50.
I can't get a beer at the baseball park because they're always warm. I talk about instant heartburn.
No, you're nuts. Always warm.
Yeah.
Dude, they're doing it. Dude, they got
I never had a good Goose Island.
They got everything at the Met Stadium. Everything.
When they play the Phillies next, maybe we'll go up.
They're there. I wanted to go, but the Mets are in Philly this week.
Maybe we'll have Freddie come up. We go to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game.
Freddie, see if my T wants to come up and hang out. Do a little hard feelings.
Buy me some poppers and cocaine bags. I don't care if I fuck up.
What? Where was that going?
I don't know.
Anyway, hard feelings field trip. Mets, Phillies.
What do you want from me?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but fuck that David Chang. Fuck Mama Fuko. It's like, dude.
Fuck them all, Kevin. That's what it's all about. Hard feelings.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, who do you think you're like? You talk about your everything you fucking hated. You became this fucking huge thing, and then all of a sudden it's like, you just got like some fucking stoner wrapping your chicken sandwiches and throwing them to fucking tourists.
I told you the Cherry Blossom Festival. We go out fucking there, fucking terrible. $65 to get into this thing. It's supposed to be all authentic Japanese cuisine, and it's some fucking hipster giving me an $8 peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, that's not Asian.
Such a just a waste of fucking.
It's all a fucking scam, man.
Oh man, it's annoying. Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
You become successful enough, though, you're gonna get co-opted. That's just the way it goes.
I get it, but, like, to that extent, that's pretty brutal, dude. You're selling, like, your famous fucking chicken sandwich.
No quality control. He doesn't give a shit.
It's terrible.
You think he gives a fuck?
He should.
He
that's
doesn't.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
He's probably a fucking gazillionaire fucking doing what he wants. So who gives a shit?
Whatever. I'm just saying.
Did the Mets win?
Mets lost.
You stay for the whole game?
Stay for the whole game. We got there a little late. Stay for the whole game.
I hate when people don't stay for the whole game.
Yeah, stay for the whole game. It was a good time. Speaking of... Guess who I saw?
Wait. Do we know famous?
No.
We know him?
Yes.
Comedian?
Yes.
Man, woman?
Man.
Friend of ours?
Very close friend of ours.
Tom Cassidy?
No.
Louis C.K.?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Who?
Closer friend.
Like from the Philly crew, the 6 foot nothing squad?
No.
Robbie Slovic.
He's even close in proximity to us right now.
Oh, our programming director, Carmine
Spaghetti.
What was he doing out there?
I don't know. Was out there taking numbers, I guess.
Scalping.
Hey, what's the money line on the Rockies?
Who was he with?
Julian.
Who's Julian? His buddy. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Bumped into him.
Taking in the Met game?
Taking in the Met game, nice little Sunday. The rain held off. It was a good day.
Not a bad day.
Yeah, not a bad day. Ball game. Oh, and by the way, so I hit you. I texted you. You didn't get fucking back to me. You treat me like I'm a fucking asshole, by the way.
What?
I was looking for a good place to go in Astoria, so we take a cab to...
I don't know anymore. You give people a fucking recommendation. Oh, actually went somewhere. Then what the fuck are you asking me for? I don't know where you're going to go.
Because I'm your friend. I'm asking. Hey, good spots. Yeah, this is decent food. This is decent food. That's all you got to say.
Cake Litus. That's the only restaurant I'd recommend. Cake Litus and Il Bambino in fucking Astoria. That's
Whatever.
Where you want to go.
So we got off. We were going to Sweet Afton or something like that. I don't know what it was. But I just found it on my phone. So we were going to go there. And we got out. And right across, there was Chip NYC. Have you had the cookies there?
No.
Oh, my
what street
God. There's
was
a
on?
Line out the door.
There's always a line out the door.
Like third, I don't know, something.
Third?
30th something. 30.
Smith Street.
What's up from Broadway?
Which way?
North.
I don't know. 34th
or 36th or something like that?
I think the numbers go down. Yeah, the numbers go down.
Then 30th Ave, maybe?
30th Ave. That's fucking, you know who lives on 30th Ave?
Who?
The big dog, number 62, H. Foley. Okay.
You do?
Yeah. 30th. Well, I can't say the word. Where,
I saw your cardboard box.
Due to certain legal issues.
But yeah, so right there, whatever. Check it out. Ended up going to the beer garden, had a couple of pops.
The beer garden's nice. You know what they do with the Astoria beer garden? Nice. They make it's Polish.
Eastern Czech.
Whatever. Eastern European.
It's Czech.
They throw out a fucking mean kielbasa sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And they do it old school, too. Shitty bun, fucking.
Just a piece of bread and a huge fucking huge chunk of meat on it.
That thing's delicious.
Yeah. They're all, Czechoslovakia.
They know what they're doing when it comes to the meats, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right, so let's pull this up. We have a list here of, Jesus Christ, these fucking emails I'm getting today.
What, is there something about me?
Yeah, it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's your doctor.
What's he saying? I don't have a doctor, so, joke's on you. I have a heart attack right here.
Huh. I feel that, you know, we share these stories of the things that piss us off, and that part of that is cathartic and you know, is a bit healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
we hope we're making a connection with somebody
out there. At the same time, I feel like, you know, we have these. Oh, by the way, someone suggested that we call our fans, instead of the Hardys, the Hard-Ons. That's pretty good.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah, but somebody told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you don't want to say who?
Turner Sparks.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is he a fan? Oh, okay, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
The Hard-Ons.
Yeah, he said, he's like, I just listen to whatever, and he's like, you should call your fans the Hard-Ons. That's hilarious.
Very nice. Thank
he's
you,
like,
Turner.
Just because the thought of somebody comes up to you, he's like, hey, I'm Bill, a Hard-On? That's pretty good.
We are a couple of Hard-Ons.
All right, so these are 10 ways you can avoid or 10? Follow, because I do this from time to time, to, like, because it's, you know, it fucking, it's one thing to respond to it, it's another thing if you can limit the stress, you know what I mean, out of, you know, if you can limit the stress, you're not going to fucking lose it as much as we're losing it, and you're not going to be that tense on the train when you're like, that fucking guy didn't move his elbow, you know what I mean?
I feel like my whole,
that can be lowered.
I honestly feel like my whole life is like that, and it's gotten to the point now where when I go to sleep at night, I'm not even really sleeping because my mind's just fucking racing. Like, I'm thinking about stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah, you got to be in the moment, though. You know, you got to just watch, picture, like, waves washing away those thoughts.
No, I think there's only one answer.
Suicide?
I was thinking about getting into heroin.
Well, why not? You just jump off the bridge. It's quicker.
Nah.
It's less expensive, too.
Because I would never want to. I can't take that step. It's too scary.
Oh, man.
Took a dark turn, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, once you get inside my head, baby, there's no going back. I'm telling you, I'm fucking losing it. I can't let go.
All right, well, rule number one to lower stress. This will help you avoid caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Avoid or at least reduce your consumption of nicotine and any drinks containing caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine and nicotine are stimulants and will increase your level of stress rather than reduce it. Alcohol is a depressant when taken in large quantities. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
But
you should have saw me at the old New York Comedy Club last night having a couple of flower power IPAs.
But acts but it acts as a stimulant in smaller quantities. That's so true. I get two of them in me. I'm flying
high.
Feel
great.
Like, you want to go to the moon? I'm like, of course I do.
After
six
four,
more,
you're
like,
listening to Springsteen?
Yeah, six more. I'm in the back of a car. I'm like, oh, fuck you, man. Therefore, using alcohol as a way to alleviate stress is ultimately not helpful.
Wait, say that again?
So don't use it to eliminate. Therefore, using alcohol as a way to alleviate stress is not ultimately helpful. Swap out caffeinated and alcoholic drinks for water, herbal teas, which I do. I try to get off the caffeine and switch to a tea. You got to do it, man.
I feel like I have to go away.
Yeah, please.
Like,
where?
I should, like, well, my cousins.
Now? Right now?
No. Well,
are your bags packed? Because if you agree to it.
Who's got bags?
Yeah.
My cousins have a cabin out in Montana in the woods, and I always had a fantasy about going out there in the spring and staying out there for like 2 months and just, I don't know, working out and living off the land.
You wouldn't last 24 hours. Turn around, you're chewing on the couch.
Something, man. I don't
Dude,
know.
You can go to the Poconos for a weekend. Get out of Dodge for like
that doesn't,
30 bucks
work.
A night.
No. I gotta get away.
I'm not stopping you. I don't know you.
Well,
want
I can't
me.
Leave you.
Oh, please. I think I'll
What
manage.
Would you do without me?
I got the Menzingers. I don't need you.
Who's going to do the podcast?
Find another fat guy to slouch in his chair and breathe heavy into a microphone for an hour a week?
You think they're that easy to find. They're not.
Yeah. All right. You're replaceable. I'll get Cotton in here.
Shout out to our buddy Chris Cotton.
Yeah. And the next one, you're doing none of these. You're doing all the bad ones you're doing and all the ones you should be doing, you're not doing.
Okay, so far you got
Cigs, you gotta lose the cigs, you gotta lose the caffeine, all that fucking soda you drink.
Cigarettes, caffeine, soda, fucking...
And the booze.
And the booze.
Hey, in small doses, you know what I mean?
Somebody get nuts.
Yeah, right.
These are more guidelines and rules.
That's like my stepdad's dad, old fucking old cowboy, still wears Stetson, and he was... Back in the day, he was boozing and like cups of SoCo and just SoCo, cups
God,
of SoCo.
That's disgusting.
Winston's by the cart and just fucking red Solo cups of fucking SoCo. And the doctor was like, "Hey man, he was doing bad. He was in bad shape, riddled with something. He got bumps and dots, and he's not the a bunch of tumors everywhere."
Look like an old dog.
It's not you couldn't see them, but he was like, not
you ever feel a tumor on a dog?
Oh man. I put him down. Old Yeller, that fucking thing.
Oh, my old dog was like the Elephant Man.
Oh my god. You fucked him? No, so he's like, "Hey, you gotta give up drinking or smoking." He goes, "Oh, we'll definitely give up smoking." He goes, "You got to give up drinking and smoking." And he goes, "Nah, pick one." And he's like, the doctor's like, "Well, then smoking." He goes, "Nah, wrong choice." He goes, "All right, well, then drinking." He goes, "Nope." That was like 15 years ago.
Don't even drink and smoke and think it over.
Still kicking again. Still kicking.
Jesus. All right. So, okay. So I do all three of those things.
Yeah.
What's next? What's number two?
Another one is indulge in physical activity.
I don't do that.
Nuh-uh. I thought you ran marathons.
Believe it or not, Kevin.
Believe it or not, fully as fat as shit.
I think
believe
about it. You know what's fucked up is that, okay.
And he eats.
I wish I was like your stepdad's dad.
Okay.
That's some redneck shit right there.
I wish I was your stepdad's daddy, Paul.
That sounds like a
I was your stepdad's daddy.
It sounds like a Dolly Parton song. My stepdad's dad. Who
and
I'm
this
fucking.
One goes out to my step-paw's Paul.
Who's also my father, which is weird.
Which is weird because I'm dating my brother.
Listen, some of these guys do these things and don't give a shit. I fucking struggle with it. Like, I know what I'm doing is terrible. Like, I have anxiety all the time about, oh my God, you're smoking. Oh my God, you're not working out. I just wish I could just pick a lane. You know, did I articulate that correctly?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I fucking worry about it like a fucking little pussy instead of just fucking going hardcore like fucking Papa Jeb.
What do you mean, Papa Jeb? Whatever the fuck. What do you mean going hardcore? Oh, you want to go hardcore in the smoking and drinking? I thought you meant you want to go hardcore.
Just one way or the other. I do things, I consciously do things that I know aren't good for me, and then I worry about them later. This guy sounds like he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, no, that guy's in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane.
Okay, so indulge in physical activity.
Yeah, what you got to do? Go for a walk around the block or something. I was with you all day. You were complaining that your feet hurt.
Feet are killing me.
And you get up and you can't move fast. You got to do something.
I think I think having somebody kill me would be the best. Otherwise, I wouldn't 20 know
bucks.
It's coming. Really?
I would do it for 20 bucks.
Yeah, but I'd see you coming and give you a fucking karate chop.
No, you wouldn't.
Kick your fucking ass.
Are you kidding me? I could kill you now.
No, you couldn't.
What are you talking about?
Well, how are you going to kill me?
What are you talking? I'd push you right out that window. You're so fat, you'd break the window and go.
That's double pane glass. You're not breaking
yeah,
that.
You're triple paned.
I survive. Shake it off.
Oh, Jesus, Skippy, I thought you were kidding.
Okay, now keep the list going. I like this. It's making me feel better.
Yo, what, just hearing ideas? I'm not going to do them, but hey, babe, Kippy told me I should start running, and that enough was a mental workout. Get more sleep. Next one?
Nope, I'm not getting enough sleep.
Try relaxation techniques.
Jerking off.
Try relax with a stress reduction technique. There are many tried and tested ways to reduce stress and see what one works for you. Self-hypnosis. Hypnosis. Self-hypnosis. You can do anywhere, even at your desk or in a chair.
How do you self-hypnotize yourself?
What? How do you self-hypnotize?
Chicken, you pass out.
Turn around, you're naked, dancing on the table. Jesus, Foley, I said piano. Oh, fuck, my bad. You can reaffirming mantras such as, I deserve calm in my life, or grant me serenity now. Insanity later.
You're not giving away our water pick.
So that's one. You could talk to someone. You could go to a psychiatrist.
I've tried to talk to fucking people. I feel like I'm bothering everybody.
Dude, go to the...
I've talked to a...
Don't talk to us. Go talk to a professional.
I don't know, man.
You can go to one of the kids.
What
one
kid?
Of the, at the school.
I'm not talking to some fucking college punk. Barely got hair on his peaches. I lived the life.
Hey, Mr. Foley, I'm going to be your therapist. Let me see your balls, kid.
I don't think you should come back anymore.
You want to see a real one? Now go get your mama, will you?
Oh, your dad. Go ahead.
Talk to someone. Keep a stress diary.
The fuck is that?
Write down all the things that fucking give you stress and then try to avoid them.
Okay.
Take control
of
life. Stress can be triggered by a problem and many on the surface seem impossible to solve. Learning how to find solutions to your problems will help you feel more in control, therefore lowering your level of stress. Like what I did.
What'd you
do? I took control of that situation. I was like, my stress, like, you know, my normal self wanted to dive into that fucking stress pool of anxiety and overthinking the situation and screaming at a stranger in the middle of the fucking New York City block. Whereas okay. I chose to take control and go, you know what? That's you. That's your, you're dealing with shit. Just because you're dealing with shit doesn't mean I have to.
I take things personally.
Yeah, so do I.
But I can't see a difference. I don't even really know what that means. I can't see a difference in it.
You know what? You know what affects me most? Now that girl... There's a possibility of that girl somewhere being like, then I fucking bitch that pussy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Like, she's walking around thinking she's right. But also,
that's why you said that, like, she's probably going to look back on it and be like, oh, my God.
There's a chance of her. If I fight with her, that's what she wants. She's definitely not going to be like, if I start screaming at her, she's not going to be like, you know what, sir? You're right. I apologize.
No, but you could put her in her fucking place and fucking keep it moving.
Hopefully I did, and I kept it moving. That's it. Hey, you're fucking crazy. Why get into it? I'll see you later. This does have a bearing on my day, my life. You're a fucking crazy person, lady. You are fucking off of your meds to start screaming at somebody that lives in your building for taking a picture of an inanimate object that doesn't belong to anybody.
The only time I ever
You're a crazy person.
The only time I ever did something like that, not to like say I'm a great guy, or actually, you know what? I'm not even going to fucking bother. Go ahead.
Hit it.
Finish. I just feel like I'll just be self. I'll be blowing myself.
That's impossible. Your stomach is way too big.
I'm sick of myself. Go ahead.
Manage your time. At times, we all feel overburdened by our to-do list, and is a common cause of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Except that you cannot do everything at once and start to prioritize your tasks. Could be one thing for you, buddy. You know, we're running around. We got a lot of shit going on.
A lot of shit.
You got work. You got the girlfriend.
What do I do?
You got comedy. You got podcasting.
Prioritize.
We got script writing. Yeah, prioritize. You know what I mean?
What's important?
Yeah, what's important? Make time for yourself. Make time for your girl. Make time for, you know.
I do make time for her.
Jesus Christ. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying.
Is that taking things personally?
Yeah, 100%. That's the only. I listed four things. You go, I do take time for her. I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying make sure you do it. That's all, you fucking lunatic. Learn to say no, you know, to pizza, to burritos, to burgers.
I just started to rekindle my. I like burritos now. I wasn't a big.
Well, we were talking. You like to cut your burrito.
Here's the thing. I'm a bite.
Are you an asshole?
No, I'm a bite and sip guy.
So am I.
Yeah.
You bite, put down, take.
No,
a sip.
No, you fucking you. If you grab a fucking burrito, if it's done right, and take your one hand, take a bite, and then take one hand off of it.
You put it down.
It still falls all over the place.
No, maybe you're fat.
You go to fucking Chipotle, that thing's fucking
maybe
everywhere.
Your fat, buttery fingers. Chipotle comes in the wrap, doesn't it? You just peel it down. If it's in the wrap,
I hate that.
Perfect.
I hate that.
No, you're a fucking
idiot. I'm always scared I'm going to bite the tinfoil.
You're a fucking adult. You're worried about biting fucking tinfoil?
Yeah, what about it?
Number 10, rest if you are
10?
Ill.
You did 10?
Yeah, man.
Okay, what's number 10?
Rest if you are ill. If you do not feel well, which you don't ever, I feel, so that's not really, that doesn't really apply to you. If that was the case, you'd never be out of bed.
I'd just lay in bed.
Yeah. You gotta do something, man. You gotta lose that weight. You're carrying around fucking extra 150 pounds.
Think so?
Yeah,
what do you
man?
Think I weigh?
I was looking at old pictures of us for that fucking project we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. You were like, you. It's just.
Why
like,
are we being so secretive about the project and who we're working on?
I
yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
I'm not being secretive. I just said that project we're working
on. You're right. You're
the
right.
The fuck,
you're
you right. act like I, like, you know.
Yeah, nobody.
And by the way, I saw an ad today on Pandora for the Secret Service. Shouldn't that be, like, you know, swept under the rug a little bit?
What do you mean? What,
just saying, like, join the Secret Service. I'm like, it's secret, lady. Come on.
That's where you're advertising Pandora? Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
Some guy listening to fucking the CCR station?
Oh, buddy. Sign me up.
I've been listening to a lot of Guess Who lately. You know the Guess Who is?
Yeah, the game.
No. The band.
Is he
from
wearing
the 70s.
A hat? Does he have on a scarf?
The Canadian band, the Guess Who. You know, the baby, I'll be there to shake your hand. Baby, I'll be there to share the land. You know that song?
No, I don't know that song, buddy.
All right, I'll go fuck myself. Thanks. I'm trying to make a personal connection with somebody. What's number 11?
There was none. There was only 10.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're not good. Hold on. Give me a second here, pal.
Guys, if you want to email us, as
we
know.
Yeah, we have a message for this week.
We have a message this week. Heartfeelingspod@gmail.com.
I know.
I was trying to fill some air. You're stepping all over me.
Sorry. I got to do a better job when the people tweeted us.
I always like everybody's tweets.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody was crushing me on Twitter fucking last night. I can't remember what they were fucking breaking my balls
about. Oh, shout out to Michelle. She said, I'm a little, because we asked if you're, like, you know, a few hours away of New York, we can come to your town and do a show. She said, I'm a little further than 2 hours from New York City, but we'll do all the heavy lifting for a Newcastle show in England.
I thought she was talking about the beer.
We got to get you on a plane there, Dumbo. Operation Dumbo.
Would
you
go to England?
You can't go to England.
I got to get a passport.
Yeah,
and two plane tickets.
Four round trip. You wouldn't fit in a plane. You wouldn't fit in a seat.
Dickhead, I just fucking flew to Boston last year. That was
fucking 45 pounds ago.
Get out of here. I fit into a fucking plane seat.
I don't think so. You know, who has hard feelings? That seatbelt. You need an extender, though.
No, I don't need an extender.
Now you do. You're 4X, bro.
I don't need an extender. They don't know if the seatbelt's buckled either. Just fucking tuck it under your fat. They don't know.
Oh, my God. That was
Get those cookies.
That was the fattest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Dude. I was on stage last night and I spit so much in one. Like, I was like, I said, like, you know, like, pillow, and I could just see it go into the fucking
light.
And dude, normally it's like one or two. It was like a spray.
Yeah, you just gotta take it and roll.
You think people see that and they're like,
yeah, maybe one or two people, depending upon their angle, but you can't.
People were eating right in front of me.
Yeah, oh, dude, I did that show on Saturday out in fucking Westchester.
Oh yeah, how was Rockwell's?
That's not where I was.
Okay.
Because I'm about to trash it.
How was it?
It's a good gig. You know?
What about your guy you were raving about?
Oh, Joey Cola?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. He's like a warm-up guy. He's been doing it for like 30. He's been doing comedy for like 37 years. Funny, nice, fucking, old, just like old Italian from Long Island.
What kind of dregs are out there on Pelican Bay or whatever the fuck it's called?
Oh, my, God. Couple of fucking fake mobsters.
Hey, I'm Italian. I'm Italian.
Hey, listen here, Joey the jerk off. Take a walk, will you? Fucking talk to you or your ugly wife. Tell her fucking 1970s call. They want her fucking doo-wop hairstyle back. Yeah,
she had a good time.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, they're fucking knuckleheads, dude. It's like be like doing a show in like... You know, Willa Grohl, like some...
That's my audience, though.
I know, but they fucking saw it. Like, it's tough for me, too.
Calling
like,
out?
No, not really. They're all mad. They're like, it'd be like performing for my dad, which is fine, like...
Translation, you ate it.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You bombed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very hard on myself, so yeah, I was not happy with my set. Other people wouldn't say I bombed.
They feed you?
Yeah, they feed you.
How's the grub?
Good, good. Fucking bacon cheese, bacon and cheeseburger. fries on the side about
a BCB
about four fucking Brooklyn lagers all on the cuff.
Are you a steak fries guy, Kevin?
I like a nice steak fry from time to time.
You look like a shoestring kid to me.
Fuck out of here, pussy. What am I, a fucking asshole?
What about the curly fry?
Oh,
fuck you, Arby's with the seasoning.
You don't like the curly fries?
Get the fuck out of here
on the boardwalk.
Curly fries?
Oh, you're an idiot.
I'll tell you what I do like. A nice waffle fry. Really soak in the juices.
Yeah, are boobs good?
You like breathing?
Yeah, what the fuck? You like fresh air and rainbows?
Folks, you like waffle fries? Write in hardfeelingspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what kind of fries you like. That's what I should be doing, is a fucking all-food podcast about what I ate today.
It's a good one.
Is this the hard on of the week?
Yeah, oh, that's pretty good. The hard on of the week.
Oh, now that's good?
Oh, I just like hard on.
Fair enough. Who doesn't?
Yeah. No, but yeah, the show was, I mean, it was a good show. I mean, it was whatever. It was just it's a rough, dude, it's like middle age, you know, like 60s. It's like their night out. It's one of those things where they go for the dinner at 7:30. Show starts at 9:30.
Oh, what? It's that kind of place?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the fucking kiss of death.
So they're like fucking sleepy, you know, just like, you know, it's fine. It's rough. It was tough sledding. And then.
Tough sledding.
They don't get like my, you know what I mean? It's easier if I were to be like 55 or 60 and go up there and be like, remember when we grew up when without the iPads and we didn't have that, like. I'm like, hey, I was on my phone the other day, and they're like, faggot, get out of here.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it was rough, but I mean, it's a good show. Nice payday.
Every time I've done it,
it's gotten worse and worse, though. Or my performances have, I should say that. All right, this is a bit of an odd one, I gotta say. Hey, watch my boobs. You taking a picture? What are you
just
doing?
Just relax.
I don't like this.
Well, you should.
All right, so this comes from, he wants his name to be called Austin from Michigan.
Okay.
Or Michigan from Austin. There was Tex.
Forrest Gump, great movie. Deep cut.
Hey guys, longtime fan listening to your pod recently. In my last sales job in a commodities industry, what are you, fucking commodities industry? Take a hike, Donald.
Commodities is what?
He just says beer.
Okay.
Are you a bartender, sir?
Commodities is like oil, orange juice, bacon.
Yeah, we all saw trading places.
That's all I was getting from.
I turn around, you're getting fucked by a gorilla. Deep cut.
Ooh, that is a deep cut. Shout out to Al Franken.
1984 deep cut.
I love a good deep cut. Go ahead.
I had my boss on my ass for a month trying to make me quit by making my life a living hell.
I hate when they do that.
I knew they will pay out unemployment, but only if you gotten fired. Last salesman to get fired was 5 years before that. Many people have been pressured to the point of quitting. That's tough in sales because you're not really costing them a whole bunch of money, you know,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of it's commission-based.
Commission-based.
So it's like if you're not earning and they make your life a living hell, it's mm-hmm. like you're looking to jump ship. You know
sure.
what I mean? You're like, how do I get the fuck out of here? I'm making half of what I should be making. And it's a fucking nightmare, you know what I mean? So that's a way you tend to jump ship a lot. But long story short, I get fired, applies for unemployment.
Nice.
He fights with the company and wins. Gets the bennies.
But you know what's fucked up? I was in a situation like that before I moved to New York. And they fucking dragged that. That dude wasn't getting paid for a couple months. Then you get a nice fat check.
Oh, yeah.
They're hoping you break between them and get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking pain in the ass.
But good for you for sticking it
out. Yeah, good for you, man.
Unless you're, you know, I don't know. I can't think of what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. Good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Either way. Go ahead. Boom. He wins. He's got
long story short, I get fired, apply for unemployment, get the bennies. And the reason I'm writing this DM, that's all in caps. This is a weird turn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks after I get fired, the guy who fired me, the CEO,
mm-hmm.
died in a private plane crash, along with not only his entire family,
the fuck?
Jesus Christ, but his neighbor's entire family.
What the
fuck? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I can't believe this is crazy.
Turns out it was me that rigged the plane.
Oh, my God.
Where is this going?
This is like Richie Rich. Oh.
One of them survived, becomes a superhero. That's terrible.
And he was the pilot of the jet, which he also owned. And then what a fucking idiot. Karma's a bitch. If this is any use to you, please let me know. It is not,
what
sir.
What the fuck? How does that go from unemployment?
I don't want to get pinned for this heinous thing. I can't. This guy's fucking Looney Tunes.
I don't want to get pinned for... What is this guy saying?
I don't know.
Pinned for what?
Prank caller.
Yeah, no shit.
Jesus Christ,
wait,
man.
Pinned for what? The
I
email?
I don't know. Am I an accessory at this point? I'm just reading this.
Pinned for what?
He gave out way too much information.
No shit.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
Karma's a bitch. I don't want to get...
Read it word for word. Don't give me abbreviations.
I'm trying. It's just, these our listeners are fucking dum-dums and don't know how to punctuate.
Fucking psychopaths.
Talk about vocational school. This guy was too busy fucking drinking booze.
What the fuck? Go ahead.
All right. If this is any use to you, please let me know. I don't want to give... Oh, should I not have been reading this first?
What?
He said, let me know. I don't want to get pinned for this heinous tale and eventually fist pump in the dark.
I don't want to get fist pump in the dark. Okay, what's the rest of it?
That's it. And I said, oh shit. Thanks for listening, man. we'll read it. I did say we'll read it this week.
Send you some stickers.
Maybe, Jesus Christ. And
he said, what's the hard feelings? Well, it's not asking for advice.
It's just a fucked up story. Have you guys listened to this podcast before? What are you doing? Also, I'm glad it'll make the cut. Change my name to Austin from Michigan or something.
The fuck? I just don't get it. We just got to get... Hey, I had this job. This guy was addicted.
You could have went into detail about the court case or something.
What?
I'm saying of the Benny.
What's the advice? Yeah, the plane crash. That was a twist. But that's a sin. I mean, what the fuck? Karma's a bitch. The whole family. That's not nice. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Whew.
So,
Hard Feelings Podcast.
Shout out to Austin.
God, I don't want to get pinned.
Go home, make some calls.
If I go down, you two are coming with me. Wait, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
But there really was no hard feelings there.
I know. That's why I said it takes a weird turn. It was piggybacking off of last week's with the boss and the fired and the unemployment. And I was like, he's like, that's what sparked the thought of the story.
He had a situation one time. My boss was addicting me.
Not anymore.
I had a boss that was mean to me once.
Yeah.
And he died in a train accident. Him and his whole family.
It was a freak accident. He fell and then tied himself to the train tracks.
He got ran over by an unmarked van 5 times, which is weird.
Which is strange. I had sold my van a week before that.
I don't want to get pinned for this.
I didn't want to get pinned for this. So if anybody saw anything, you never saw me.
Changed my name to Dallas from Denver.
I'm Bill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a bit kooky.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, that's, I don't know, that's researchable. That's got to be a little few and far between. Should I not be saying that?
I don't know.
It's fucking common sense. What do you mean?
Guys, thanks for tuning in this week. This has been the Hard Feelings Podcast. check me out. Check out my website. All my dates in the city and some road stuff coming up are all on my website, kevinrankcomedy.com. Yes, and if you are in the New York area, June 2nd, just booked, I will be at the Knitting Factory opening up for the super cool band, the Menzingers.
Look out!
I'm pretty terrified to open up for a band, so I don't know what that'll be all about, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully it goes better than Rockwell's. Foley?
yeah. I got nothing. Nothing current. Just June 15th, Netflix, set it up. Comes out. I'll be in that. Nice little romantic comedy starring Zoe Deutsch. A couple of spots, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I'm still fucking freaked out by that email. Hit iTunes. Rate the podcast. Review it. Share the fucking thing.
Yeah, guys, do us a favor.
I feel like the more we do that, less people... We should just shut up.
Yeah, whatever.
And should we even be like posting it or whatever? I don't know. What are we doing? Yeah. We love you guys. Hard Feelings Podcast. Michigan, thanks for the thanks for creeping up our week.
Hey, Lieutenant Dan, relax, will you? Jesus. All right, boy. All right, later, everybody.
See you guys.